At least 1 million Somalis are at risk of starvation, according to UN officials. Failed rains, coupled with recurrent drought and conflict, have further worsened the country's protracted humanitarian crisis.
Today, we have confirmation of the worsening of the food security we have now predicted for a few months. Food security is once again a key concern for Somalia. As we heard just before, over 1 million people in-country face acute food insecurity today, up to 20% compared to 6 months ago. This brings the total number of people in need of humanitarian assistance or livelihood support to over 3 million people.
In the southern Somali town of Baidoa, a drought has affected animal trade. Traders at the market say that it's no longer business as usual for them. And as pasture is depleting and riverbeds such as this ones are drying up, thousands that rely on this trade for survival fear a renewed humanitarian crisis in the region. The image is the same in El Bur, in central Somalia. Water wells have run dry. UN officials recently visited the town to assess the humanitarian situation.
The general situation was that we had identified 6 regions that were stricken by the drought. And 2 of them most severely suffering from water shortage, and that's Gedo and Galgadud.
UN officials say that 250,000 children are among the 1 million people in need, with 50,000 children said to be on the brink of death if immediate humanitarian assistance is not provided. Somali authorities say that the response has been positive compared to the previous famine period. But officials warn that children and the elderly remain at risk.
The disasters, including drought, those who suffer most are the weakest, and children are the weakest. It's the children and the elderly people who suffer most.
The top UN envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, recently told the UN Security Council that the humanitarian situation has deteriorated despite recent gains. This, he said, has been worsened by Al-Shabaab terrorist decision to impose a blockade on most towns they have lost to Somali and African Union soldiers. A devastating famine in 2011 claimed a 250,000 lives, according to the UN. But now, the UN, the government and its international partners are raising alarm early enough to avert the country from falling victim to a second famine in 4 years. Abdulaziz Bilal for VOA News, Mogadishu.